No.
It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest-running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack and a quickly arriving special guest, today's actual guest host, sci-fi guy, hanging out in here. You brought in Mr. Savannah Banana, dancing umpire, Vince Chapman.
Guys, how's it going?
Well, you got to get close to that mic. You're too used to being way behind that plate using the other end. I need you to use this end.
I'm shy, man. I'm shy.
How have you been?
Doing well. Just got off a plane, so that's why I'm late. We had a 3-game series at Durham Bulls Stadium.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty special place down there.
Nobody hit the bull, did they?
They almost hit it, man.
No way.
I don't even
know
how he missed it. He hit a shot. It went right under that thing.
You don't have a mic. I just realized he didn't have a mic. I moved him. Yo, we'll get you a mic eventually. At the break, I'll get you a mic, sci-fi. So I just realized I moved you to a place without a microphone. They tried to do that to me once before, but that didn't work. I find where they put them. Anyway, well, I'll turn him off. I'll keep you on for a minute anyway. So you just came in from Durham.
Yep.
Which has been the latest trip for the Savannah Bananas.
Yes, sir.
It's not nearly as cool as going to Houston.
No.
Tell me about that, because last time we were trying to get you in here, you were a little under the weather and wanted to make sure you were still healthy to make that trip.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was magical. Everything I expected and more. The crowd was electric. Josh Reddick told me he's been there for playoff runs, and it was louder that game than it was in the playoffs for the Rangers.
You're kidding me.
No, for the Astros.
Right.
Yeah. It was loud. People from the nosebleed section stayed the whole game. I got some videos on my TikTok of just showing the crowd and doing yellow with their phones.
Yep.
To be an umpire, it was a pretty special moment. One of five MLB stadiums, or one of six MLB stadiums will be at this year.
Okay, so you've done this for how many years with the Bananas?
This will be my third year.
Third year. So you've been to a bunch of different places. First time in major league parks?
Yep, first time.
Were you a little butterfly getting ready to work in front of the big stage?
To be honest with you, I wasn't nervous. I was more anxious and excited. But I was never nervous because it's calling balls and strikes.
Right.
It's no different,
right.
You know. And to be honest with you, the more people there, you can't really hear them if they're booing for you or cheering for you.
So you just assume they're all cheering for
you. Right.
That's
right.
It's easy.
Positive attitude.
That's right. That's exactly right. Vince Chapman in here with us. By the way, bottom of the hour, Zach Fowler going to come on the phone with us. We'll talk Liberty ILO baseball when we roll around to the bottom end of the hour today. Texarkana Rhinos coming in here in the next 6 weeks.
Yes.
It sounds like they're talking to you about maybe an appearance.
Yeah. I met with the owner, Mr. Mark. Great guy. A lot of baseball knowledge and experience. I was blown away by how many ballparks he's actually built and been part of. It sounds very, very exciting for what he's got a vision for Texarkana. Bringing Texarkana Rhinos, I think it's going to be really good for families around Texarkana to have something to do during the week and on the weekends.
Tell you what, any conversation about building a baseball facility, boy, got my ears perked up.
Wouldn't that be nice if they was able to do that or something happened? That would be incredible. You know, Dobson's great. It's got a lot of history, but you can't feel 1,200 people there, and that's max capacity, and the bathrooms are outside the gate. You know, you have to leave the whole complex to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, parking's limited, and we can keep going on and on and on. It's not covered, at least not all of it's covered, where you got a chance to sit out of the sun and whatever. It's a 30-year issue that I've been sitting on the radio talking about, and so it'll be what it is.
Yes, sir. Maybe you can invest. Maybe you can fork over some money and get
That's probably not going to happen, but okay. I appreciate you playing that card, though. That's some of that banana money that's going on. That's where it is. You're saying third year now, and you guys are going to go into six different parks.
Yes, sir.
Talk about the evolution of this enterprise and why moving into bigger facilities, what impact that potentially is going to have?
Just getting in front of more fans. That was our first time. There was some trial and error. The way we did tickets were sections. So first come first on the section that you were in.
Right.
I think we're going to do a little more different where it's actually reserved seats.
Yep.
So because there's so many people there, people would get there and then people would go up to go to the bathroom or whatnot. People would just steal their chair because there was nobody sitting there, you know. So it was tough. But I think we're moving into a direction where you'll have a reserved seat at those ballparks. But we're going to be reaching over 1 million fans this year, double what we reached last year. So, obviously, the demand is over 2 million for the people on the waiting list for tickets. So, this is a way we can get a lot of fans to be able to experience the game.
I'm shocked they didn't just plug into the Astros or that venue's ticketing system rather than just saying it's general seating.
Well, the reason we couldn't is because we don't put taxes and we don't put fees on our – everything is tax-free, fee-free.
Really?
So, that's – one of the reasons we didn't play at Rangers, we was on the schedule to play the Rangers ballpark and got cut 2 days before we released the schedule because they wanted fees because they used SeatGeek as their ticket sponsor, and they wanted those fees, and that's just not Fans First.
Right. Well, of course, losing your seat when you're in the bathroom isn't Fan First
that
either.
Sure is not, but yeah, I'd be pretty upset.
Well, and you know, and it may having a little experience in this part of the game, it may be a thing where the bananas guy creates his own ticketing system.
We already have it.
Well, you have it in your venue.
Have it in all of them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so we sell all the tickets.
Yeah, okay.
So it's sold by us.
Oh, perfect.
But they wanted the fees, taxes, whatnot.
Right.
We give them the concession and we give them parking.
Okay. That's a pretty good chunk of change.
Oh, yeah, for, you know, 40-something thousand people. I mean, you're going to sell quite a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, dogs aren't cheap and neither is drinks, especially cold brewskis. Those things like a cost of a mortgage.
That was a conversation that I had with somebody this weekend. And when you go back to Dobson for a second, if the Rhinos could ever get the city to allow them to sell beer, they wouldn't have problems with attendance ever again.
I agree. Because, I mean, just like our you know, they're there for the kids, the parents are, but they're actually there for a little vacation because they're not watching their kids. Their kids
let your kid run around.
Yeah, you let them go and do what they want to do, and mom and dad have a nice, you know, date night or whatever.
Of course, I'm proposing something that the city may have laws against, and so that's a little bit of a problem, but you would think that may be one of those special circumstances where you say, hey, we can – they do it at the fairgrounds.
Absolutely.
They do it downtown.
You know, beer and baseball go hand in hand.
Thank you.
So it should be, and if whoever need to speak to, guys, we need beer at the Rhinos games this year.
See? Rhino beer.
Rhino beer. Oh, yeah.
How about Rhino that? Beer. Create their own brew, Rhino beer. There's a lot of specialty brewers out there.
A spiked beer.
Well, I don't know about that. You just change it all up on me. No, I don't mean that.
We got two places in town that brew their own beer.
Yeah. Well, we got breweries around that can do that. Yeah, no question.
Sure.
All right. We got – obviously, Zach has been pitching with you guys for the last year and a half or so. You've been around him. The shtick – about being the fastest pitcher obviously stuck, and it's made him very popular.
Absolutely.
You've watched him now since he was a kid, I'm sure, around here. Talk to me about this.
You know, he's exactly what the Bananas needed. He started as a – last year he was, you know, starting games. This year he's coming in relief like the sixth and seventh inning. But he throws fast. He throws hard, and he can quick pitch.
Right.
And in banana ball, quick pitching is good because we want a fast game.
That's right.
Batters don't necessarily like it, especially they swing and miss, and another ball's coming right at you. But, I mean, that's part of it. You know, if you don't foul the ball off, you got to stay in the box. So get ready. You don't have time to adjust your bat and gloves and kick the dirt around, kick the – dirt off your cleats, but he's done a phenomenal job. And he's left-handed, and his ball moves a lot.
Right.
It's hard for me sometimes because it's fast and the ball's moving. He jokes with me. He's like, man, just because you know me, that's why you're not giving me those pitches on the outside.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm like, dude, I didn't give you that pitch because it wasn't there.
He'll never believe that.
Oh, no.
He's getting squeezed because you know him, hometown guy. Yeah. It is a great shtick. There's a bunch of them. Sci-Fi told me earlier today or yesterday the Stilts guy scored a run.
Scored his first run from second base.
How?
Ball four sprint. The guys were coming in the outfield, and I guess they were lollygagging a little bit because he turned on the jets after third, man. There's a picture of it, and he looks like a track star. His arms and hands, you know how your hands are supposed to be perfect to push together to – to force the windshield to go, man, it was good. And he barely touched the plate. Like, when I tell you he barely got it, I was right there. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, he barely
nicked the plate.
Nicked the plate, yeah.
How do you slide?
I've seen him slide. Yeah, I've seen him do it, and they told him, don't ever do that again. But he's a competitor. Like, he
you got to get home.
He is a competitor. He gives everything he's got out there. He pitches, he hits, he plays first base.
Is he on stilts the whole time?
Most of the games. Yeah, most of the game. You should see him sign autographs afterwards. He can get down low where those kids are.
Right.
It's crazy how he, you know, and he sent a picture on his Instagram of his thighs. He was working out his thighs.
I was about to ask it.
It's insane. Like, it's nothing but a huge muscle. It's crazy. But walking on stilts, if you want to lose weight and get in shape, just get you a pair of stilts.
I could imagine being on stilts and cramping. You imagine that?
Well,
you
could
just
imagine,
die up there.
I could imagine being on stilts and having to go to the bathroom.
Well, I don't think that's a big deal. For some of us, it might be. For others, it's not a problem. Just saying. We're back to rhino beer is what we're being. Anyway, FCC, that was Tony Kirk that was saying all that, by the way, if you hear all that. That's who that was. Anyway, Vince Chapman in here. It's really good seeing you. You got a couple minutes, and I'm going to let you go because I got to get him on a mic, or I'm going to feel real bad that he didn't get to spend any time talking because we got wrestling to talk about today, too.
Oh, boy. Speaking of wrestling, did you see where John Cena made an appearance?
I did not.
Oh, you've not seen that video.
No.
Well, yeah, John Cena came out in Arizona. And he was filming a movie out there, the Stinicky, I think his last name on the – so that's what he was wearing, his jersey.
Okay.
But he struck out, and I did the people's elbow.
Oh, did you on him?
You
drop it on him?
I dropped it behind him, and he charged the mound.
Oh.
Thank goodness he charged the mound, because I look like a little roly-poly back there compared to him.
Celebrities. Are more and more of them wanting to be part of this?
I believe so. Yeah. John Cena wanted to be out there.
Yeah.
It was super cool having him. He was such a humble guy. Signed autographs for all of us, took pictures with all of us. Just a really, really nice guy, genuine guy, but he's not very tall.
No.
5'9".
It's surprising. Guys like Tom Cruise, you think, oh, he's huge.
Yeah.
No, he's like 5'6". They're all there are very few of the guys that are really statuesque as you think.
Sure. I want to be in the movies one day, so maybe I can be tall.
There you go.
See? All right. Now, you've been doing this for 3 years. Are you adding new moves to the routine? Have you figured out I got to keep freshening this up and adding new things?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely so. Obviously, my twerking is a big hit with the fans.
I would think.
People want to see the twerking and stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I know I do the splits now.
Really?
Yeah, did that at 2 games and decided I don't want to do it for a while.
Yeah. Maybe once
a
month.
Yeah, once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I really feel it, you
Something
know.
Special.
There's a new guy out there called Sketch. He's a streamer. He goes,
I know
What's
who
up,
he
brother?
Is.
What's
special
up, brother?
Teams, special plays, special players.
Right. So
I know who he is.
I've been taking a couple of those out of his cookbook, and kids really seem to love that
Jeez.
When I strike somebody out. So it's been pretty good, man.
I can't believe how that guy's blown up.
I can't either.
I mean, I've watched a few videos on TikTok of him live, playing Madden.
Sure.
And the guy's – I think he's on the spectrum. I think he's got some, you know – Asperger's or something that he's got going on. But whatever it is, somebody took it upon themselves to start moving this thing out, and now you got pro athletes
doing
the whole thing. In the last week, I'm like, where did this come from? I've probably been watching him every once in a while for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now he's global.
Global, everywhere, yeah.
So you're adding some of that in.
Yeah, you know, because it's
wow.
fun. You know, what we do as Bananas is we take whatever's going on, like the Masters is going on, right?
Right.
So they had a guy that scored a run, do a little tee time.
Oh, I like that.
Ball in the cup.
Right, right.
They gave him a green jacket. They played the music.
Nice.
You know, just stuff's
Gymnasted
going on.
Gymnasted up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we do things that are in the vibe of social media that's popular. So did a bull riding contest this last week.
Okay.
Batter come out of the gate with a bull costume on.
Nice.
Try to hit with a bull costume on. The nose was on top of the plate.
Use your tail. That's what she used to hit. That'd be the thing. All right. You need to get B-Dash and Miranda on. You're doing the whole TikTok talk.
Come on.
There's
now.
Two of your dancers.
There we go.
All right. Vince Chapman, I got music. It's great seeing you again.
You
and
too,
at least I appreciate you swagging up. The Rhino guy had to go convince, go to his car and get his Rhino gear. You're automatic. I love it.
Appreciate you having me on.
Great seeing you again. We're going to take a break. Sci-Fi Guys moving over to the mic. Zach Fowler coming up at 5:30. We'll be right back. Listen to Leaving the Yard here on The Fan 107.9.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All righty, welcome back. 19 minutes after the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Sci-Fi Guy in here. For you Facebook folks, I am so sorry. We had moving parts going on as the show was getting ready to start. Facebook wouldn't let me get on to actually be able to record the show. Vince came running in here just as we were going. I had to move the camera, and I never hit start. So Facebook people, you missed the dancing ump. You can go back and listen to the rewind. Unfortunately, I didn't catch him on the Facebook Live today. That was totally my fault. It's on now. And, of course, you're probably all better off anyway because Sci-Fi Guy is better looking than Vince. At least that's how I'm going to sell that. How about that?
Hey, there you go.
It's good to see you. I'm good sorry you didn't have a mic the first segment.
Oh, that's no problem, buddy.
We'll add that one more thing to the challenge today that my second mic's been hijacked.
It's always a good thing to know.
We're a mic short.
Mic short.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up, bottom of the hour, Zach Fowler. We'll talk a little Liberty ILO stuff coming up. We're going to be giving away Rangers tickets, by the way, since our ESPN affiliate, 105.9, who we normally are simulcasting with, but because the Rangers are doing pregame right now, we are a affiliate with them on ESPN, so we have Ranger tickets to give away. And I think Wednesday I may give away my first four-pack of Ranger tickets for this week. So not going to do it today. It's a little rush today and got a lot of stuff going on. But I think Wednesday when Billy's in here, we may give away some Ranger tickets. So if you want to go to the Rangers games, we're going to start distributing those out your way.
Now, are they going to do the bus coming down, or is that you got to get to the game yourself?
That's above my pay grade at the moment.
I got you.
I don't know exactly if we are getting the Fan Fest bus this year or not.
I got you.
And typically we have to go about the process of applying for that. I
just know in the past that's how it's been done.
Oh, yeah. So. No. We certainly intend to do that. I just don't know
where we stand.
Thank you.
There you go.
Where we stand if we've started that process. And to be honest with you, until high school baseball's over and school's over, I can't go.
I got it.
But once it is, then I intend, if there's a fan fest, I'll be on the bus.
There you go.
Which is a pretty fun deal.
I mean, it's a fun trip. I mean, you can watch they got satellite TV in there.
Yes.
And you can get pregame and stuff like that while
yes.
you're driving up there.
Don't
have to worry about parking and
walking.
Or driving.
Yes. They drop you at the door. You go in. They pick you up at the door. You go home.
That's it.
It doesn't matter what condition you're in.
That is correct.
That's what I'm saying.
The only problem you run into is they say, we're going to pick you up. You got 10 minutes to get here, and if you're not here, we're leaving.
Did you see that story about the family that missed their connection on a cruise?
Yes.
Got off the cruise, went and did Mexico or someplace. And I'm a big fan of the videos of people running back to the cruise ship. I'll be honest with you. Love those videos where somebody up on the ship is filming these people running back down the pier. And these are long runs to get to these boats.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And finally, the captain of one of these cruise ships said, "That's it. You. This is the time we told you be here at 1 o'clock. If you're not here at 1 o'clock, we're pushing off, and you're just going to have to figure out how to catch up with us." And they pushed off.
They did.
And couple was like, "You left us behind." Yeah, that's what we said we were going to do.
I wish more people would do that.
Thank you.
You know, it'd be like you saying, "Okay, leaving the yard starts at 5 o'clock, but." Yeah, we'll probably start at about 5:05.
Well, see, that kind of sounds like my Facebook today.
Well, that's a different. That's a different,
I kind of messed that up.
That's a so different
that's
story.
That's the a show, crappy example, guys.
The show was running at 5 o'clock, though.
Yes, it was. It just wasn't running in its entirety. Anyhow, all right. You and I teased about a week ago when we set up that you're going to be in today. Because Kevin Carpenter, by the way, if you're wondering where's Kevin? Kevin is on a Euro trip right now. He's going through Scotland and England, and he will be at Normandy. I think he's going to see the beaches at Normandy in France. And so he's going to be gone this Monday for sure, and I think next Monday as well. So I reached out to you. You were gracious enough to come in. You got Vince hooked up for
there
us.
There you go.
It's a good deal. But you and I had teased about, we got to talk about some wrestling.
Oh, there you go. I mean, it was a week ago, Saturday and Sunday, we had WrestleMania 40, which is the
hard to believe
Super Bowl / World Series of wrestling.
Is it?
Oh, it is.
They have so many different things. I can't tell anymore.
One thing that I'm glad that they stuck with. Now, when COVID first hit and they were doing in an empty building with a ring because you couldn't
have
crowds,
that.
They decided we're going to make WrestleMania 2 nights.
Okay.
And when the fans came back, they're like, we've got enough draw.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to keep doing this two nights in a row.
Smart.
One thing that I will give credit for this year's WrestleMania, I'm sure you know all the news that Vince is gone.
Yeah.
And
hopefully for a long, long time.
Well, what I read yesterday is his remaining 4.7% shares in the company are up for sale. He's walking for
he's
good.
Liquidated. All right.
It was good to see, you know, for those of you who don't know, Cody Rhodes won the title.
Right.
First one with that last name.
Dusty Rhodes Kid.
Dusty Rhodes Kid.
The American Dream wins the title.
Wins the title.
Right.
Now, I will tell you, when he came back, you know, he left and created AEW, which is their prime rival.
Right. Which, by the way, we'll come back around to that thing in a minute, too.
And he decided to come back WWE.
Right.
Vince welcomed him back, but I knew just the way Vince is, he would get to the dance, but he would never win it. So with Vince gone, the thing I like with the new group and Triple H running everything now, being in charge of creative, they're kind of looking a little bit what the fans want.
Right.
Which, you know how many years we've been watching wrestling. Whatever Vince wanted, that's what happened.
That's right.
So the only drawback I see now is Cody Rhodes is a great champion now.
Is he?
He's doing good. But here's the thing. We
he's been there a week. You're a little early on great.
Here's the thing of us as fans. We're like, okay, we got to get Roman out. Got to get the bad guy out. Got to get
how
the
long
bad
had he
guy.
Been champion?
4 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So we finally got the good guy in. This is my question to you. When are the fans going to get sick of the good guy? Oh, I'm tired of Cody. Let's bring someone else in.
You say it like that. I'm not sleeping well these days. So I'm up late, like early this morning, late last night, whatever mm-hmm. time it was, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to get something to go to sleep, so I'm videoing out. And I'm watching some series on video, some like biography thing on WWE, about Hogan turning from being the Hulk to being Hollywood Hogan.
To being Hollywood Hogan.
And you say, when is it going to take, how long is it going to take before the fans get tired of the good guy and then want a bad guy back in there in a position of prominence? Well, Hogan did it as a singular person.
He did.
Good guy, bad guy, and then ultimately flip back around to being Hulk again. I don't know that Cody Rhodes got it in him. He's just, I told you this the other day when you and I were talking about his Monday mic work after winning the championship. It was emotional.
Exactly.
And his dad, you know, had never been the champ, and so he isn't there to see it and all mm-hmm. that. But I just didn't think his mic work is all that good. And that's, if you're going to be in that position for a long period of time, you better be. And I think old guys like us are spoiled about having the Attitude Era of Stone Cold and The Rock.
Exactly.
And even Triple H, those guys. Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. Those guys were also good on the mic.
Well, here,
just don't know
let's
that
look at it
good.
This way. Hulk Hogan, you know, and he was the top dog in WWE forever. If you go down to wrestling skills, Hulk Hogan had two moves.
Yeah, no, that's right.
A boot and a big leg drop. That's it.
Yeah, the leg drop. That's it.
But what the man could do on the microphone is phenomenal. In fact, when they started NXT, which is the
farm club.
The farm club right. of the WWE. Before he passed away, they used to have promo class. And the person that was in charge of promo class was Dusty Rhodes.
Right.
So, I mean, they're teaching it.
Yes.
I think some of, you know, and I'm not being a Cody apologist, you know, everybody's going to have a good night and everybody's going to have a bad night. Those that don't know, the new group that's in charge of WWE, one of the people on the board is now The Rock.
Okay.
So The Rock kind of said, hey, I want to be part of this. So
right.
you got to wonder how much is Cody allowed to talk as opposed to I'm The Rock, I got to get my bid in before I leave for a while. But, I mean, I've seen nights where Cody's on
the run. Okay. See, I don't watch it as much as I did back in the day.
But to me,
I just have never been.
You cannot be a good wrestler if you can't talk on the
no.
mic.
No.
If you can't talk to smack, you don't belong in the
for
ring.
Me, it was Flair.
Flair.
Rick Flair was the guy. And there may have been others, but to me, Flair took it beyond just a bunch of goons who were yelling at the microphone.
Exactly.
To being a guy who change the direction in the game of mic work.
Flair kind of did what some of the guys during the Attitude Era did. They would take some stuff about their opponent
oh, yeah.
that's in real life
oh, yeah.
and bring it on the mic.
Yes.
So there's a little bit there.
Yeah. After I finished the Hogan thing last night, I watched the stuff on Stephanie McMahon for a while and her initiation into the business, the company.
Yeah.
and just how early on they got to play her first as a victim and then as the villain, and how awesome that was.
And what I thought was funny, the storyline they did on WWE when she was in there, she was drunk, whatever. They knocked her out, and she was forced to say "I do" at wedding chapel drive-thru in Vegas, and marries Triple H.
Right.
Isn't it funny she wound up married the guy in real life?
No, that's right.
Now, here's the thing about Stephanie. I don't know if you knew this. You know, Vince left. Then he came back when the new company bought him out. And then when all the other stuff happened, when he was brought back, Stephanie says, "I'm done. I'm out of here." She quit. When Vince left a second time, I was shocked when she announced, "Welcome to WrestleMania Night 2.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Shane O'Mac, their son, he was in there for a while. He was supposed to be the next guy coming in. But his dad wanted him to be like him.
Can't stand him.
And Shane's like, "I'm not doing that.
I'm gone."
Can't
stand him. Yeah, he needs to go do something else. I can't stand him. I just can't. His shtick got old for me, and it wasn't believable.
Exactly.
That was the problem. You can have shtick, but it's got to have some degree of believability. Otherwise, nobody's buying it, man. I just never bought it with that guy.
Gotcha.
All right, we got to take a break. We're going to talk baseball. We're all over the map today. It's one of those days, and that's fine. We've done a little banana talk. We've done a little wrestling talk. We're going to do a little leopard talk when we come back. Zach Fowler, coach of Liberty ILO, is going to be joining us on the phone next. So get your stuff together. You got about a 2-minute or so break. Get back here to the radio, because we'll be talking to the big leopard next here on Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Sci-Fi Guy, here on The Fan 107.9.
Put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue.
We've got a big green egg, gift cards to get meat to grill, and passes to take the family to the water park.
We'll give it all away right before Memorial Day.
Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows this month or at a sponsor location.
Including Unclaimed Furniture, Wingstop, or Honda, and the Bin Store and more.
The Ultimate Backyard Barbecue Giveaway is back.
From Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
You saved my life. You held my hand when I was scared. You helped me say goodbye to my dad. You were an example for me. You gave me strength when I thought I had none left. I couldn't tell you then, but I want to say thank you, all of you, for everything. Thank you to the physicians, nurses, and others working in America's hospitals and health systems. A message from the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and American Nurses Association.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
There's a slight chance of showers early, then a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Cloudy with a low of 64. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Cloudy with a high of 78. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Cloudy with a low of 66. Win a big green egg and more in our backyard barbecue giveaway. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows or at a participating sponsor.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing, on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
All right, welcome back. 25 minutes till top of the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack and Sci-Fi Guy in here on the Monday version of Leaving the Yard. Let's jump on the phone because it was a pretty darn good weekend for Zach Fowler and his Liberty ILO Leopards. He's joining us live this afternoon. I'm assuming practice is over, yes?
Practice is over. We are done for the day. I'm about to head to a JV game. They're playing their last doubleheader in Redwater, and we'll wrap their season up and focus on the varsity group for the rest of the year.
Are they? I thought they won the district championship. You keep playing them even after they win the title?
But, you know, the schedule allows us to play more games, so we outlaw a few extra ball games and get some kids some playing time that didn't probably get to play as much during the district run. So it's good for everybody. We just keep playing a little longer.
Well, we'll start with that part of this. Congratulations on a JV championship. I don't know when the Leopards have won the last one of those, but it tells me you've got a crop coming behind what you already have. That makes me think this isn't anywhere close to being over yet.
Well, I hope so. It's a good group of kids. I think the last one was 04. I was a freshman on that team.
Wow.
So it's been a long time, you know, and this is a hard district to win in JV because there's so many good JV programs and just overall baseball programs. So it is an accomplishment. You know, we're leaving the district as the champs, and that's pretty cool to say.
Now you just got to do that as varsity.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done on that. Northmore coming in tomorrow night, big focus on them. They almost beat us the first time around, and a very talented ball club that can beat anybody. So we got to come with our best ball game tomorrow.
All right, now, well, we're about 10 days ago, you probably had, and I may make it wrong, you correct me, you probably had your worst day of the season so far, as Paris, who had been at the bottom of the district, comes into LE and pulls off an upset, which, again, tells you sometimes – baseball will humble you and hurt your feelings, but that day was a tough day to swallow, wasn't it?
Oh, it was tough. That was kind of we started beating Paris. I think it was kind of the first program that we kind of started beating in this district, when I first started coaching, a couple years in. And, I don't think they've beat us since before COVID. So it was tough. That group of kids had never beaten LE, and they but hats off to them. They played really well, threw strikes, played defense, and timely hitting got them a win. So they won it. We didn't just lose it. So, but it was a wake up call for the guys, and they responded well this past week.
You spent a little bit of time on the mound with them afterward that night on that Friday. What was your message that day?
Well, it's always, in baseball, it's not failure if you learn from it. So it's one of those things where this can be a low point, but also can lead into a high point for the season. And we don't have to do it again. Like you don't have to lose again. So the focus has been on getting better every day, and hats off to our kids because they came back and had the right focus, right mentality, and had a little chip on their shoulder coming back out after that loss.
You had a week that the rain last week delayed playing on Tuesday, so you didn't get back on the field for a full week. Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I think it could have been either one, but I think our kids turned into a good thing. I think they took the time to reset and kind of look at themselves and figure out where we need to get better. And, the focus changed from, other teams to ourselves over that time. And, we think that if we play really well, we're going to be really hard to beat. So, we've got to change our focus to us playing our best and not worrying about, who it is or where it is or whatever else is going on.
You put up a 5 spot against Sulphur Springs on that Friday, or last Friday in the first inning. Did you kind of, for you, was that like a little bit of sigh of relief? Okay, we're back now.
Most definitely. Maddox Moore was the one that came up with a 2-out hit there in the first inning to kind of push across, I think, 2 more runs after we'd scored 1 or 2. And, we've been kind of waiting on that 2-out hit for a while, and we weren't getting them. And, ever since, we've come up with a few other big ones since. But, that was kind of a sigh of relief to get that hit. And, I think we pushed across 1 or 2 more after that. So it was nice to see us kind of come alive again and, start making those plays that it takes to win games.
All right. Saturday, The Tuesday game that was supposed to be the big rematch got pushed to Saturday, which made it even better, I thought. You had a great day Saturday. The weather was amazing. You had PG coming in. Lot on the line of trying to get back in this district race. If you lose Saturday, you're not going to win the district. You win Saturday, you still have a chance to win the district. I don't know. You know, it was a great game at their place a couple of weeks ago. I don't know that this game didn't equal that, and it didn't go the extra innings.
It's amazing the matchup this year with them has been just so even so far. You know, you look at strikeouts, you look at runs, you look at hits, you look at walks, like, all that stuff is within one or two of each other in every category through about what we play. Now we've played 15 innings yep. against each other. It just shows you how much talent's in this area, and it's also just a lot of fun to play in that environment that we get to play on Saturday. I think the kids that sign up to play baseball both over here and over there, like, that's what they're signing up for. So, you know, to play in those environments against those guys and you know, it's turned into the funnest three games of the year for sure for us, and I know they'll probably say the same thing, where it's just turned into a big event that's a lot of fun, and you know, we try to focus on the baseball side of it, but it is a lot of fun to be in that environment.
You guys started off weird, bases loaded in the first, bases loaded in the second against your pitcher Cam Gamble. He got out of both innings, just giving up one run. People say those are momentum swings when you load the bases and you really kind of shut the door. Is that right? Or you've played the game so long, does that really not matter that much?
Well, it matters because, you know, that game we lost to Paris, we had the bases loaded with nobody out and only got one run. And, you know, they felt like they dodged a bullet, and we felt the same way with the first two innings in that game. Because, you know, in baseball, at some point we're going to settle in and start playing baseball the way we usually do. And, you know, those first two innings were a little rocky, and we did settle in, and it became hard for them to score. And, you know, that's just kind of how baseball goes. So it's one of those deals where we knew we had to weather that storm early and keep them off a big inning, because that's, you know, Pleasant Grove usually has one of those big innings where they score a bunch of runs. And if you keep them to one and two runs, you can, you know, keep yourself in the game and maybe make a play late to win it. And that's what happened.
I don't know how the stretch run's going to work in the playoffs, but at the moment – if you were asking me, I would say somebody better be looking at Dylan Nabers for this team's MVP this year. I just am blown away by how – I don't know how much you expected him to pitch as the year started. He has become so good on the mound. It almost feels like this guy should be a pitcher and not a catcher.
Yeah, that's the only problem is, you know, when we start the year, you're worried about your catcher being a big-time pitcher for you. But, you know, our backup catcher, Gabe Jarvis, has done a good job of, you know, that battery's been good for us.
Yeah.
You know, with Nabers, you know, we handed him the ball in the state championship last year. He did a really good job for about three or four innings. And, you know, he's really been in the environments it takes to, you know, learn how to pitch. And he's got electric stuff, and he doesn't care. So he's going to go fill it up and, you know, show you his best stuff and see if you can hit it, and that's what's been happening for him.
You talked about the JV team. You've brought in Arian Taylor early in the year, and he's become a pretty important part on the bases and a couple of times with the bat. You've started to show a little bit of Gunnar Keith, and Zyvon Banks moved into the starting lineup for you this week. Is this intentional, or is this these guys are working, they're getting better, and they've earned the spot?
A little bit of both. We believe in, you know, early in the year, we're going to play guys on JV before they sit on varsity and all that stuff. So, you know, giving them the opportunity to get it back, to get better, learn the game. And, you know, we got a pretty good JV coach down there helping them out with Rick Ballard. So it doesn't
matter. He's all right. He's not bad.
They are getting better. They are learning the game. And, you know, and then they're ready when it's time to step in and, you know, play at the varsity level. But, you know, the expectation here is that if you're on the field, you know, we practice about 20, 21 guys a day. And if you're in that group, we expect you to be able to step out and compete for against anybody on Tuesday or Friday night. So those guys are living up to it.
All right. You beat PG on Saturday. Now, please tell me you're not going to have letdown day tomorrow when you guys get back on the field against North Lamar. You had the Pleasant Grove game last month and struggled with Sulphur Springs the next time out. We got to get better, as you say. Can't have letdown day tomorrow.
Agreed. You know, that, I mean, practice today would indicate that we'd come out and play really well, but you never know. You know, North Lamar also has something to do with that. They are a pretty talented team. And, you know, when they play well, they're hard to beat. So it's one of those deals where, you know, I think they've had us and Pleasant Grove down late in games, both of us this year. And, you know, they are talented enough to beat you. And, you know, what we have to do is come out, put pressure on them, and make sure that we don't let up all game, because they can stay in it. They swing it pretty well, and they definitely have a few pitchers that are, you know, a problem if they're throwing strikes and filling up the zone.
All right, so Game Day put out cards this weekend. You're on a Legend of the Game card. I don't know how I feel about that, Zach.
I don't know either. I'm getting old. That's what it feels like. I remember my first radio interview with you after we won in Austin.
See? I know. Now you're a legend. I don't know how that worked.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a legend, but, man, I just want to be a winner. And, you know, we want to keep winning and put ourselves in a good position to win, and then people can worry about the rest of that stuff later. But,
beautiful.
Our job is to try to win ball games and, you know, producing good players, and that's what we're going to stay focused on.
All right, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, back over at H.E. Markham Park. North Lamar coming in. You can't be there. We'll have it on the radio on Real Country. Zach Fowler, good talking to you again. We'll see you tomorrow night, okay?
Appreciate it, Chuck. I'll see you tomorrow. All right, thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Segment 4 coming up next here on Leaving the Yard. We'll get Sci-Fi back on the mic when we return.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the bush light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Busch Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
With custom signs and graphics from Fast Signs, you can say anything. Invite the world to discover that thing that makes your business unmistakably yours. Make your statement in lights or metal, on a van, across the windows. Make it unforgettable. Together, anything is possible. Bright ideas, brilliantly executed, can turn the mundane into the marvelous. Transforming your space begins at our place. Power your business visibility and make your statement with Fast Signs. Visit fastsigns.com.
Take a second to think about this. How safe and secure are your valuables? Your guns, jewelry, documents, and family heirlooms? What are you doing to protect them? You need a safe. At Locksmith TXK, they're all about access, control, and security. Check out Locksmith TXK today in their fully stocked showroom on Summer Hill Road or on the web at locksmithtxk.com. They offer 100% financing and 12 months same as cash.
Locksmith TXK, you found the right locksmith.
Hi there, it's Haley Roser, co-chair of the 9th Annual Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival presented by Ludwell Office. This year's wine festival will be held at Spring Lake Park in Texarkana on Saturday, May the 4th from 11 to 7. It's a celebration of art, food, music, beer, and wine benefiting the Alzheimer's Alliance of the Tri-State area. General admission is $10. Children 12 and under are free, and this family-friendly event has something for everyone to enjoy. We are on cloud 9 for you to join us at the Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival Saturday, May 4th from 11 to 7.
Every 36 seconds, a vehicle is stolen in the United States. Cars are an important investment, and you have the power to protect it. Remove valuables from your car or place out of view. Roll up your windows completely. Don't leave your car running while unattended, especially during the winter. And always lock your doors and take your keys or fob with you. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB.
This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
Want to vote in Texas? You can use a Texas driver's license or state ID card even if it expired in the last 4 years. Or a military ID, passport, or handgun license. Or current utility bill or paycheck if you sign a form at the polls. For more information or free help getting an accepted ID to vote, call or text the Vote Riders Helpline at 866-ID-2-VOTE or go to voteriders.org.
Leaving the Yard live at 5 Monday through Thursday afternoons. And Leaving the Yard Rewind Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
I tripped on a cloud, I fell 8 miles high. Tore my mind up on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
All righty, welcome back. About 10 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the Yard, Chuck Zach. Sci-fi guy in here tomorrow. No show tomorrow. If weather holds, we'll have baseball going on all over the place tomorrow. Texas High's got another home game. Why not? Still part of their 7-game homestand they've got. And so Paul Wilson will bring you that game right here on The Fan. I'll be over at Liberty ILO for their ball game tomorrow night. They have North Lamar coming in. That's a 7 o'clock start time as well. And so, and of course, going on right now, Arkansas High is actually playing over on Real Country. So we got games going on all over the place this week, but should have no show tomorrow. And we will have the Rangers on early tomorrow over on ESPN. They got 11:30 start times both Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So if you're a Ranger fan, you got them on the radio over on 105.9 this week.
That's some early baseball during the week.
Yeah, and they're in Detroit, and so – I guess it's East time zone, even though it's hard to believe.
I know the Guardians had the early game because it's the Patriots Day game against the Red Sox.
Right.
And Guardians won like, what, 6-0? I think the final was.
Probably. Red Sox aren't that good. Although they've had a good start.
I bet they'll fill that park up when the Bananas come there this year, though.
Is that where they go? See, I forgot to ask him where the other places were that they were going.
Fenway is one I know of. Don't quote me, I might be wrong, but I think D.C.
Okay.
The one I do know guaranteed is going to be Guardian Stadium in Cleveland.
Okay.
So, I mean.
So, they're doing basically an eastern half of the country tour of Major League Parks.
I think there's some on the West Coast, too.
All right.
I just know out of the total games they did, there's 6 of them.
Okay. Well, if you got Washington, Cleveland, Boston, and they did Houston, that's 4. So, it only gives you 2 left.
I'm not 100% sure, but I believe there's 2 on the West Coast.
All right. Tonight's WNBA draft. Any surprise on who's going to be the number one pick?
You know, you and I talked about it. I mean, everybody's thinking Caitlin.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing, I'm not going to deny what she did as a ball player at all.
Okay.
How many top-notch college players have we seen that have gone into professional ranks that – didn't do that good.
On the women's side, I don't know. I mean, I go back and think about the better women's players. And from Bird and Taurasi and Swoops and Lisa Leslie and Maya Moore and Brianna Stewart, they all seem to have done okay. I mean, now granted, other than Bird, all the rest of them are pretty big players. Taurasi's kind of a swing.
Yeah.
The others are all post player types. And they've all seemed to be successful. I think more successful maybe than guys going into the NBA at the top of the draft.
You know, one thing I would like to see, because, you know, they did the big deal this past year for the All-Star game. You know, she's got a good three-point shot.
Oh, God, yeah.
And, I mean, she doesn't shoot from the women's line either. If you look at the bulk of those shots, she's like 5-6 feet behind that line.
She's shooting from the men's tee. There's no question.
Hey, let's get her in. Steph going for it this year.
Well, I think they will. I think they are going to.
I think it'll be good.
No, I think that's probably right on the money. She's an intriguing first pick. Indiana, who's got the first pick in the draft, drafted a post player from South Carolina last year,
mm-hmm.
who was Rookie of the Year this past year. Now, they still weren't good enough to get out of the basement, so they get the first pick again. This is kind of like San Antonio when they went back-to-back and got David Robinson and then got Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're pretty much set up for the next decade.
And they were.
And this may be the Indiana Fever. Now, I don't – you know, the WNBA is limited in the number of games they put on television.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Indiana, having been – presumed to pick Caitlin Clark, has already been bracketed in for a number of nationally televised games. I think the WNBA is smart enough to recognize we want to ride that wave of popularity that Clark brought to college basketball. Now here's the thing. I don't know if it translates to the WNBA.
That is true.
I just don't know if the average fan... I'm a huge UConn fan. Mm-hmm. Have been since Bird Taurasi, that whole group. My daughter loved UConn, so it's a dad-daughter thing. We loved UConn. That was our team. I cannot tell you that I've ever watched Breanna Stewart, Maya Moore playing in the WNBA.
Here's another thing, too, and I hope this does it for the league. You know, when WNBA came out, basically every NBA team had a WNBA franchise.
Yeah, companion team.
You know, Cleveland had one for years. It just petered out. No one wanted to watch it. So hopefully, I mean, I don't watch a whole ton of women's basketball, but when it comes to these last few games in the tournament, I was glued.
Right.
Especially the LSU game.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was something to watch.
Yes. Watch that one. Watch the UConn-Iowa game. Oh, yeah. No, I watched all of those. I don't know that you could get me to sit down and watch WNBA games,
That's
though.
That's true.
And you know, I make this argument all the time about soccer. I cannot watch soccer.
I can't either.
Until the World Cup. And then I'm glued. And I don't care who's playing. I don't
care
if it's Saudi Arabia and North Korea. I'm watching it if it's the World Cup. There's just something different about it. Different sports hit their different sweet NHL. I can't watch hockey during the season, but I'll be watching
the Stanley Cup playoffs. There you go.
Golf. I don't watch golf, but I'll watch the Masters, although I did not watch it this season, this year. I did not watch any of the tournament this weekend, but normally that's the only golf I'm going to watch. That's just kind of the way it is. I don't know, though, you can get me into WNBA games. So they're going to have to do something.
I agree with you. I mean, I know she's got another offer on the table, too.
Right, and that may be the thing. You know, you'd mentioned earlier, and we kind of talked about this when that offer came across, is she'll play in the three-on-three or whatever the league. What was the league? The three-on-three league.
It's a three-on-three league.
If she'd play in that, they'll pay her a ton of money.
$5 million for 8 games and a couple of playoff games.
And it gets more exposure to women playing where men are watching. And you know, it's a double-edged sword. She's not going to be as athletic as the men are, and she may end up embarrassing herself.
Could be.
Or she's going to be phenomenal, and you're going, oh, my gosh, she's as good as these guys are. We got to watch her in the next thing that she does. Mm-hmm. You run a risk.
That's exactly right.
If she's not able to play with, you know, the smaller – less athletic guys playing in the three-on-three. Forget the post guys, the guards.
Yeah.
If she can't play with them, well, then you're going to look at it and go, the women aren't as good as the guys.
That's
why
right.
am I wasting my time? It's a separate game. The women's game is below the rim.
It is.
The men's game is above the rim. The women's game is more technical. The men's game is more athletic.
And I'll tell you one thing I see more just for the few games I watch of the women's tournament that you don't see in men's basketball. Offensive rebounding.
Yeah.
I mean, that used to be the thing when you watch basketball. Dennis Rodman made a career out of
right.
it. No one does it anymore.
Nah.
Just like, okay, I shot it, didn't go through, we're going the other direction.
It's because they're spreading the floor, though. That's the problem with what's happened in the NBA. The fours and fives are stretch fours and stretch fives, and shooting three-pointers means I'm not posting up. It's why the kid from Purdue may be may have a problem being successful in the NBA.
Oh, I agree.
He's a back-to-the-basket kind of player, and that player doesn't really play in the NBA anymore. Mm-hmm. That position's almost gone. I got music already. How'd this hour go by that fast?
Time flies when you're having fun, my friend.
That should be in a bumper sticker.
I'm sure it is.
Fortune cookie.
There you go.
We're out of time. Thank you for coming by.
Hey, no problem. Come back. I'll be glad to come back anytime you need me.
Tell you what, Vince Chapman was in here. Zach Fowler's on the phone. Sci-fi guy in the studio. We did wrestling talk, banana talk, leopard talk, WNBA talk. I'm wiped. Time to go home and have dinner. You guys take care. We'll see you again tomorrow.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.